proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about Jewish evangelization by looking at Jesus Christ's final commands to his people. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, the Savior gave his final instructions to his followers. He was about to ascend into heaven. However, they would remain on earth to fulfill his great commission. Jesus Christ told his followers explicitly what he wanted them to do. Quote, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the earth." Unquote. Note that the disciples' evangelistic ministry would commence in Jerusalem and Judea, both of which were Jewish territories. Indeed, the first Gentile converts to biblical Christianity did not show up until the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. For the first few years of the early church's existence, its membership consisted primarily of saved Jews. Jesus Christ himself spent the largest part of his ministry among, quote, "the lost sheep of the house of Israel," unquote. Christians who desire to obey him can apply his words in the Great Commission of Matthew 28 and apply those words toward reaching Jewish people in their midst. We start by looking at his opening words. The Lord commanded his disciples to, quote, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," unquote. A believer who wants to win Jews to saving faith in Jesus Christ will find out where Jewish people congregate and will mingle among them. One way to accomplish this objective involves visiting Jewish people where they live. Jesus Christ did this. In the 7th chapter of Luke's Gospel, he attended a dinner hosted by a Pharisee named Simon. Furthermore, after he sent forth his disciples to evangelize according to Mark chapter 6, he commanded them, quote, "And what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place," unquote. A Christian can also visit Jewish people by attending the synagogues where they worship. This was the common practice of the Apostle Paul and Jesus Christ. The Savior, for example, taught in the synagogues according to the 9th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Paul also spent months teaching in the synagogues of the Jews. 3 months in the synagogue of Ephesus alone is recorded in the 19th chapter of Acts. How should Christians conduct themselves during evangelistic encounters with Jews? Believers first and foremost need to guard their tongues. As Paul put it, the 4th chapter of Colossians, quote, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt," unquote. Christians need to follow Paul's admonition in the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians, where he told his readers to, quote, "Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Believers should seek to make disciples of the Jews they encounter. The Greek word rendered teach in the phrase "teach all nations," the Greek word for teach derived from a verbal root that implied an individual's exercise of thought, accompanying by taking an appropriate action connected with that thought. The Savior's use of that expression indicated that the purpose of evangelism does not merely involve imparting knowledge to non-believers. Any Christians who resolve to teach all nations must recognize that Christianity calls upon its adherents to make a complete break from their past beliefs and conduct. In other words, Christians must learn to think and act differently from the way they did before they were Christians. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.